So a moment of a time for a little bit of reflection on the, particularly on the opening part of the gospel reading. This week, the question that I am hearing from others and the question that I'm asking myself is, now what? When we first began sheltering at home, many of us thought, well, if we have to do this for 2 weeks, I can probably do that. But then it looked like it might be longer, and we began wondering, how will we do Holy Week and Easter? For church people, getting through those momentous days became the next big hurdle. But here we are, beyond Easter, wondering, now what? Now that the New York State pause has been extended to May 15th, now that articles and news reports come out almost daily considering how we'll proceed when restrictions loosen, now what? Once again, the description of what was happening in the world of the disciples seems remarkably similar to what is happening in ours. They were at home behind closed doors, waiting. They were fearful. They were processing an uncertain future. First, Jesus was arrested, then he was condemned to die, and then he was raised from the dead. What were the disciples to do? When would it be safe to go back out? And would they ever go back to life as usual? So notice with me what Jesus did. First of all, Jesus showed up over and over again. He kept showing up, breaking through barriers and into the place where they hid. Jesus showed up to be with the disciples right where they were, in their fear and in their uncertainty. And Jesus knew their state of mind. He spoke directly to it with words of reassurance and peace. And finally, Jesus gave them a task to do. A task they were not trained or equipped or even ready to do. Before they got themselves together, before they were finished being afraid, before they felt safe and secure, Jesus said, do this. This pattern that we see in Jesus' actions is the way that God functions. And it will hold true no matter what. Our circumstances will change, the world will change, our needs and our fears and our challenges will change, but God will keep on doing what God has always done. Show up, speak peace, give us work to do. This week, notice where you see God showing up and listen for Jesus' words of peace. Sometimes we have to be intentional and to get quiet, to put ourselves into a position to receive. There are a couple of things that we are doing at St. James to help with that. One is called Midday Music. 3 days a week at 12:10, St. James musicians are providing 20 minutes of sacred music that help us to hear God's voice. The district clergy are putting together a schedule of what is being offered at all of our churches so that there is an opportunity available almost every day of the week for you to listen to God's voice. We'll be sending that out later in the week. But the purpose of Midday Music and the purpose of these weekday offerings is that every day you can find a place to connect and reconnect with God. But there is one more thing. If God's usual pattern is to provide us with work to do, what might that be right now? I don't think that means learning a new language or a new instrument or some new craft project, as some people have suggested. The first task that I think God is giving us in this mandatory isolation is to listen to our own inner world. We are kind of stuck in close contact with ourselves these days, and some are struggling with that solitude and not enough of our usual distractions. Most of us are not that comfortable in such close contact with our own inner world. But maybe this is the time to go inward. I want to suggest that we be gentle about that. This week in a yoga session, Eva Pajak shared this poem, and it really spoke to me about my own struggle with my inner world. It's by Jeff Foster, and it's called Let Yourself Rest. If you're exhausted, rest. If you don't feel like starting a new project, don't. If you don't feel the urge to make something new, just rest in the beauty of the old, the familiar, the known. If you don't feel like talking, stay silent. If you're fed up with the news, turn it off. If you want to postpone something until tomorrow, do it. If you want to do nothing, let yourself do nothing today. Feel the fullness of the emptiness, the vastness of the silence, the sheer life in your unproductive moments. Time does not always need to be filled. You are enough simply in your being. Now, I realize that resting may be impossible for parents of small children. So maybe you only do that in tiny increments when you first wake up in the morning or when you brush your teeth, if you're still brushing your teeth. The second task, besides listening to our own inner world that I think this isolation seems to suggest, is listening to God. God is showing up right where we are. The problem is that most of us are not comfortable in such close contact with God. But chances are God is speaking words of peace that we so desperately need to hear. The third task that our mandatory isolation seems to suggest is listening to the needs of the world. Here again, most of us are not comfortable in such close contact with the needs of the world. But maybe it's time to face into what is causing us discomfort. We long for things to go back to normal. But was normal the best there is? What about the fact that healthcare in this country is tied to employment? What about the fact that there are people who are already alone and lonely? What about the fact that there are so many people who have food insecurity? What about the people who live paycheck to paycheck? One of the stunning things about sheltering in place is the impact that it has had on the earth itself, and it's been a positive impact. This coming Wednesday is Earth Day. We are going to take up that topic next Sunday. But maybe this extended quarantine is demanding that we consider choosing a better normal as we look ahead. What do we want to keep? What do we want to let go of? And what do we need in order to do that? The staff in the vestry will be discussing these questions in the coming week. It's pretty interesting for St. James that online streaming of worship and Zoom meetings have actually solved some problems and created some benefit. We are never going to give up meeting in person, especially for worship. Physical presence is at the very heart of the Christian faith. We pass the peace. We lay hands on for prayer and blessing. We break bread. We offer ourselves to God and one another. Physical presence is very important. But we have an opportunity to choose what needs fixing and what really matters. It's worth asking these same questions in our personal lives. So many people are reconnecting with family and friends. So many people are reaching out to neighbors and offering to pick up groceries or run errands or share puzzles or books. We have become more generous. So, what might the future hold? As Christians, the heart of our faith story is resurrection. At the heart of our faith story, God takes death and darkness and loss and brings about new life. God will always do what God has always done. So this is a moment for us to look for and embrace the new life that God is offering, even now.